And on the line now, I have Jane Cregan from Irish Rail. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to be talking about there's a new DART text alert service and other security measures because antisocial behaviour is a bit of a problem with the DART.
Well, I suppose you have to take it into context of the number of instances that we have had.
Yeah.
So, for example, for the whole of the Irish Rail network, we had 47.9 million passenger journeys last year. And the total number of antisocial behaviour instances was 803. Now, that's not to say that it's, you know, one incident is one too many, but you have to take it in the context of the number of passenger journeys, that the vast majority of people who travel with us will never see any sort of incident of antisocial behaviour.
Yeah, that's for the whole Irish Rail service. That's not just
DART. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about this, the DART text alert service.
So this service we launched at the weekend, it's a number 51444 and we have that displayed on our DARTs and at DART stations. We'd be asking any of your listeners who are regular DART users to save that number to their phone. So if they see any sort of incident of antisocial behaviour, either they're witness to it or victim of it, we would ask them to text that number with the word train and the carriage number, if possible, that they are on. So that number is located at either end of the carriage and then just details of the incident that was involved. That then goes to our centralised security centre and then from there we will dispatch one of our security teams or, if necessary, we will inform the Gardaí.
Okay, and what sort of a response time would there be? Or do you know yet?
I suppose it will depend on now. Like up until Monday, we had two reports, but it will depend how far they are from where the current team is located. So I couldn't give you exacts on that, but I suppose if you look at the whole DART network, you know, we would have people located both south side and north side, so we don't anticipate that there would be a long wait. But then having said that, the person who's causing the problem, they could get off at the next train station as well. That is another issue, you know.
Yeah, and there's plenty of security people available.
Yes, so we're in the last number of years, because we have seen a rise in antisocial behaviour, and we have significantly increased the number of security patrols that we have on our services, and particularly at off-peak times, such as in the evenings, so that we want our customers to feel safer while they're travelling with us.
Okay, and that is, you text the word train.
Yes.
To 51444.
Yeah.
And the carriage number, if possible.
If possible, or if you are on a train, indeed, if you're at a station, if you just say the location, the station you're at.
Yeah, and the carriage number would it make the response quicker because they'd know.
Exactly, just if we know what service it is, it's easier for us to get to that location faster.
Yeah. Now, this is part of a new security push, I take it. And so there are going to be other security measures.
Yes, so we have installed CCTV on board all of our DART services. Previous to this, the majority of services had CCTV, but now all of our DART carriages have CCTV. We also have strengthened cooperation between ourselves and the Gardaí, and that's both around specific events, such as, say, for example, earlier in the summer in Malahide, where we had a series of concerts. We would have worked very closely with the Gardaí on that. And then we also are strengthening our cooperation in response to instances. We also, from time to time, run joint operations with the Gardaí, where they would patrol our services with our security contractors. And then we're also currently in the recruitment process to employ a senior security specialist.
Yeah, that's great. Now, this all came about, I take it you spoke to your customers.
Yeah, I suppose it's a direct response to customers who wanted the peace of mind of having some way of contacting somebody if there was an incident occurring. So I suppose we've taken on board the people who had an anxiety about being on board a train and had no way of contacting another person if there was something happening, or to contact the company. So that now gives them an avenue to do that. But I suppose, again, I would stress that the vast majority of journeys that customers make, like, you will never see any incident of antisocial behaviour, but that's not to say that the instances that do occur are not distressing for those that are both involved or witness to them.
Right, now, is there more information available for your customers?
Well, I would say the best place for information is irishrail.ie, or to follow us at Irish Rail on Twitter, where we have all up-to-date information regarding this and all other aspects of the company's communications.
Yeah, no, I saw this. It was up on Facebook. I don't know whether Irish Rail put that up on Facebook or...
No, we do. We have a Facebook channel as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great stuff. So, once again, you text the word train, followed by the incident location and details to 51444.
Yes.
Right, Jane, is there anything else you'd like to add now before we...
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, listen, once again, thank you very much for taking the call.
You're very good. Thanks for having me on.
Right, thank you, Jane.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, that was Jane Craigan there from Irish Rail.